Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome back, people, to the podcast. It's episode 152.
Yeah, it is.
Got a lot of epic subjects to talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
Like?
Such as?
I finished all of Miyazaki's movies, finally.
Oh, wow, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, the last one I saw was The Wind Rises. Really liked it. Thought
really
it was really good.
Okay.
It was definitely... It wasn't as fantastical as all of his other films, because it was kind of loosely based off of an actual, aviation engineer or something. Yeah, I forget the name of the engineer.
Well, that's cool, dude.
And it was really nice, because, you know, Miyazaki loves flying. He loves planes.
He loves zooming, dude. I saw the coolest box set for, like, all the Miyazaki movies.
Where, it's white?
No, each DVD, or I think it was Blu-ray, but, like, each Blu-ray, the cover was, like, I think it was a solid color, like, a different solid color with just, like, white line art. Ooh. And it was so cool looking. And I was like, oh, my God, I want this for, like, a bookshelf or for, like, TV room. And it was so expensive. It was, like, $700 or $800. And
Jesus.
I was like, oh, never mind. Never mind that one.
And then I saw another Ghibli film, not Miyazaki, which was, what was it called? It was Whisper of the Heart, which was super good.
Have you seen Grave of the Fireflies?
That's my next one that I want to see.
Oh, okay, so you... Sorry, I always confuse Miyazaki's movies with Ghibli's movies.
Miyazaki makes movies under Ghibli studios. But he himself has a collection of a bunch of movies that he's done.
I heard Grave of the Fireflies is, like, horrendously sad.
It's about war,
I heard it just, like,
it
ruins your day if you watch it.
But I'm going to watch that soon. Because that's whenever you go to, like, r/movies, and it's like, what's the saddest movie you've ever seen?
Always
in the top three is Grave of the Fireflies. But Whisper of the Heart was super good.
Yeah.
And it's very much of a slice of life story. There's not really, like, a plot. There's a plot that kind of goes through the whole thing, but it's not like this evil person needs to be stopped. And that's what I like about a lot of Ghibli films, is they're very much just kind of like, this is the moment that our character is in, and here's a part of what they're going through. But you don't get, like, and everything was happily ever after forever. It was like, in this moment, things were good. And it doesn't try to make you think that two characters that are in love are going to be in love forever.
Yeah.
It's just very much kind of like, as I said, very consolidated. And all the movies are super cute. But yeah, I super recommend both of those movies, which is The Wind Rises and Whisper of the Heart.
Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah.
I'll have to go check those out.
Whisper of the Heart, you should... oddly enough, you know that very famous playlist or the live stream on YouTube?
Oh, like the lo-fi one? Beats?
That's from Whisper of the Heart.
Were you just watching, you saw that, and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah. I saw it, I was like, holy shit, that's what Matt listened to in the Grumps office all the time.
I saw someone cosplay.
Because she's writing a song.
Yeah.
She writes a cover of Country Roads. The movie opens with, I think, a Japanese cover of Country Roads.
Yeah, because when I was in high school, I found this album, which was like jazz covers of Ghibli song or Ghibli songs. Is it Ghibli or Ghibli? I still don't know.
I just say Ghibli.
Whatever. It was jazz covers, and that was one of them, was Country Road. So I guess it's from that. And it's funny, I saw someone cosplayed as the girl from, like, the lo-fi hip-hop stream,
mm-hmm.
where they, like, made the on cardboard, they made like the YouTube frame, and then they like got inside of it and were like at the desk with like, they looked like it. It was so cool.
It's just like those movies, there's always like moments that just makes you feel good. I love the imagination that's in those movies, and I like the little moments they create in the movies, and they're so good. It's just good animation. I like the fact that usually when you see animation, they try to go all big with it, yeah. But I like animation where it's simply just this could have been live action and you wouldn't have pretty much missed a thing. Almost like this very much different, but King of the Hill could have been live action, but it's
would
very much its
same.
Own thing.
Yeah.
Like, I like movies that are just that don't force themselves to be a certain thing because of the aesthetic they choose.
Harrison pointed out, we were talking about movies recently, and Harrison pointed out, he said, I think Ryan likes to be, what was the word? Was it captivated? Or like, the word of being taken away to like a fantastical, phantasmical place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, it's really true about Ryan's, like, because the movies you like a lot of animated ones, like Iron Giant, Ghibli stuff, where it's like, or like Harry Potter, like the books, where it's just you like being taken to like this, like a fantastic world where mm-hmm. you can kind of just get like charmed, you know?
I also like movies, on the opposite end of that, I really love movies that just make me feel gross and depressed. Valentine is one.
I haven't
Green
seen Blue
Room
Valentine.
Green Room is one.
Cell Block 99 will make you feel that way.
I want to see
that. Need to see that. It's graphic.
I liked, what's it called? Fuck, it's this Western movie with Kurt Russell and...
Cowboys Patrick and Aliens.
Yeah,
did you ever see Cowboys and Aliens?
By Jon Favreau?
He did that?
Yeah, he directed that, and James Bond was in it, and so was Olivia Wilde.
Cowboys and Aliens. I remember seeing the trailer, and I was like, what?
But it was, what the fuck is that movie called? I really liked it. Hold on. Hold on. Hold the phone. Midsommar's, I also recommended recently. It's another one of those movies that's just... I just like movies that make you feel strongly in a certain way, whether it's like sadness or happiness or wonder. The thing that I like about those fantastical movies is that specifically, not as much with Iron Giant. Iron Giant's just like a nice story, but more specifically in the Ghibli movies, wonder is presented in such a childlike way. It's like, I don't know, because Miyazaki's an old fuck. So but he understands the wonder that a child has, like, because you watch those movies and you see what the child experiences or you see what these people experience and you're just like, ah, that would be great. I'd love, like, my imagination would work like that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at Ponyo or any of those films.
All the ways to describe him. It's like, you know, he's an older man. It's like, he's an old fuck. You know?
He's a mean, talented
animator. Dude, is an old fuck.
He's talented, but he's a mean son of a bitch. He walked out of his own son's movie.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, apparently his son's movie isn't that good, but he walked out of it and said,
why did he walk
good.
Out of it?
Probably because he didn't want to appear that he had favoritism towards his son's films.
Ooh, that's cold.
I think
cold.
There's video of him walking. Let me see.
That's really cold. I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Like, if your dad was Hayao Miyazaki and you made a movie, and yeah, I'm sure, like, he wants the approval from his dad so bad, especially with, like, Japanese culture, and then he walks out of the movie. Yikes, dude. That's incredibly painful to even, like, think about.
I'm watching
You watching it when he walks out?
Hold on. I'm watching him watch. He's like, this is Hayao Miyazaki's react to the first movie of his son. And so he's watching it. He looks bored. And then you shouldn't make a picture based on your emotions.
Is that what he said?
And then he's walking out, smoking a cigarette. And he's just like...
fuck it.
He's a pretty brutal dude. You've seen that famous video of him critiquing the 3D animators that made this, like, AI thing, right?
Yeah.
Where he's like, this has no life. This is lifeless.
And there's a clip of him smoking where he says, like, anime was a mistake.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
He's a fantastic artist.
Oh, he's incredible.
But I'm sure in life he can just be a son of a bitch.
Well, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of those people that are, like, held up as, like, the greats.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, I think, are probably, like, insane assholes where it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of actors are like that. A lot of, and I feel like maybe it's kind of even created.
But you don't watch because of who they are. You watch because of what they make, right?
Right. And I think it's almost, like, bred that way because, like, people tell them they're the best. So they almost sometimes will also get this, like, idea in their head that they are the best. So they, like, feel like they're more, You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's almost a thing that I see with people like Max Landis, who is the son of someone who's great, who automatically thinks that whatever he does or thinks is great. I think that that doesn't strike me so much with Miyazaki, because he is great. There's no question about it. And maybe he thinks that he's the best in the world. I don't know. But like, what it comes across as is that he has a respect and he has a vision, but he's very much segregated to his own view of things in terms in that aspect of creating. So when he sees like his son make something and it doesn't check the boxes off of his list, it's not good. But also, as I said, his son's movie apparently wasn't good. It's a Ghibli film, I think. I can't remember what it's called.
Maybe he walked out because he was pissed that Ghibli had done that. I don't know.
I love it. You should make a movie based on your emotions. That was like the subtitle. But like Miyazaki's movies are all spawned on like through the emotions of wonder.
I'm going to disagree with him on that, because I feel it's like art, you know, like art is a way for you to like emote, like get like a lot of great art comes from like people's emotions, where it's like because of their emotions, they created that.
I wonder.
So what does he think a movie should be made from?
Let me see if he finishes that quote.
Like that doesn't make sense to me. Just because like paintings, you know, a lot of songs, like that's all from emotion. A lot of movies are made from emotion.
Let's see.
You know, Super Mega is made from emotion. We make these let's plays and these podcasts from emotion.
I'm watching. Should make a picture based on your emotions. Does he say anything else? No, he just puts a cigarette in his mouth. Yeah, so just not a good dad.
Just a shitty dad. And I bet the son is like, just like, this is his first movie. He's like, I want my dad's approval, you know? Like,
yeah.
That sucks.
But granted, I don't think the son's made anything else since then.
And would you? Like, I would be so discouraged.
if an hour into a movie I made, my dad walks out and starts smoking a cigarette.
Like, for your son, you could at least, like, tell him privately you didn't like it, maybe. Like, you don't have to make that public ordeal of walking out. Like, because now I haven't seen the movie, but in my mind, it's like, oh, it must be a bad movie if Miyazaki walked out of it, like his own son's movie.
Yeah.
It must be that bad, which I think it's kind of douchey to do. Not kind of, that is douchey to do, because it, just to everybody else that doesn't even see the movie, they'll know that about the movie, you know? So before they even get to form an opinion, they already know it's like, you know, Miyazaki walked out of it because it was so bad. His own son's movie, he walked out of.
No, the thing is, his name has so much weight to it that when you hear that he walks out of anyone's movie, it's like, yikes. But then when you find out it's his own son's movie.
Yeah, like, what if your dad was fucking, like, Stanley Kubrick? Like, if your dad was fucking Stanley Kubrick in the ass, okay? And basically, like, you make a movie, and you're like, wow, you know, my dad is this, like...
Has he stopped fucking Stanley
yes,
Kubrick?
Yes, at this point, he is your dad.
Okay.
He fucked him so hard, he became your father. Okay. So now, your dad is this movie, you know, like, genius, like, held up by everybody. And then... You
make
finally,
like a short film or something.
And you're like, I'm so excited. And my dad is going to see this. And he walks out. Like, and people film him walking out. It's like, Dad, you're being an asshole. Like, you didn't have to do that. Just, you didn't even have to come. Like, yeah.
But at the same time, him walking out has nothing to do with what he's made. It's just kind of like funny to see.
Yeah. I also wonder if like, I wonder if that goes deeper than like just the movie. Like, he walked out because like some deeper shit with him and his son, maybe.
Well, what, I don't know if this is a documentary that the clip is pulled from, but it seems that he was, as they said, like an absentee dad. And it seems that the movie of his, like, that his son made had a lot of things that reminisced on like the dad's older stuff.
Oh.
And so I'm wondering if like there was some sort of,
like, he took offense by it, maybe.
In some way. Yeah.
Cause like, I can imagine like maybe if it made him like feel put on the spot for not being there for him. So he like walked out because he was like, fuck that.
Who knows? He's making a movie about a caterpillar now, so.
I love that, dude. I love caterpillars. I've always wanted to make a cartoon caterpillar. I'm always scared I'll say an idea and then someone will steal it and make it really big. Yeah. I want to make a family of caterpillars called Fatterpillars that are really fat. And they're like cute little fat cartoon caterpillars. Even like a little merch line. Like, I want to do that really bad.
Dude, watch out. Ross is going to steal that idea.
Oi, oi, gamers. This is my new fucking Fatterpillars line.
Okay, fuck Gamerverse. I'm just gonna do Fatterpillars now.
Like, I could make that show for fucking Nickelodeon. Fatterpillars, it's great. It's genius.
We could, with puppets.
Ooh, like fat little puppets?
Your arms are like, you know what I'm saying?
Why don't we make a kid's show, dude? Why don't we make
Fatterpillars?
Yeah.
And it's saying how being big is okay.
Yeah, and it's all about like body
acceptance. And we teach young kids to eat more because your health, I mean, your weight doesn't really matter at
all. It goes beyond just like body positivity. It goes into just trying to get kids as fat as they possibly can be, trying to get them like, there's not an obesity
fat
problem
in America.
Fat is
a social construct.
Eat as much as you, just keep eating. In fact,
keep gorging yourself.
Go in your parents' fridge, get that stick of butter out, eat the whole thing as fast as you can.
Diabetes is something doctors made up to scare you into buying penicillin and insulin.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you said incel. Incelin.
Why would I buy penicillin? I don't know. You can't, though. You have to go to a hospital to get it.
Can you not just buy penicillin?
I don't think so. That would be weird. It's not even needed for...
It's just mold, right? It's like a type of mold?
I don't know.
They stick it if you got the STD, right? They give you the penicillin shot?
Yeah, if you have... I'm sure some forms of STDs. If you have some sort of STD, they'll stick you in your ass with a good old penicillin shot.
I heard this thing about the Beatles. When the Beatles were in their prime, the younger boys, they would like have to get penicillin shots like every day or something. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, because they'd fuck so many girls while they were on tour.
Well, like, penicillin doesn't get rid of most or all of STDs, so...
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I wonder if any of them have STDs, the Beatles. I mean, they did a lot of fucking when they were,
prime.
Yeah.
Fucking.
When they were in their prime.
Amazon Prime fucking.
Dude, imagine how incredible that'd be. You're a huge fan of the Beatles, and then you fuck one of the Beatles. That's got to be, like, the greatest experience in your entire life. They're horrible at sex. Because everyone just says they're good at it because they're the Beatles, and then they just don't know how to pleasure a woman.
Well, I think at that point, when like, you're fucking a Beatle...
I'm just thinking about the insect now.
I know.
It's fucking a bug, you know?
It's more about the fact you're fucking a beetle.
You don't care about the sex.
The way the beetle is fucking you.
You only care about the fact that the beetle is fucking you, other than...
No, you care that it is a beetle fucking you.
Not about how the beetle is fucking you. You're just like, a beetle is fucking me
right now.
Exactly. Okay, real talk. If I could go back in time and get fucked by one of the beetles, I'd do it.
If you could go back in time and be fucked by Ronald Reagan, would you?
Well, here's the thing,
Ryan.
In his prime, when he was an actor? Here's the thing.
He was big and hot and spicy?
Here's the thing. It depends on why you want to be fucked by Ronald Reagan in the first place. I'm taking the sexual nature out of it.
Mr. President.
Forget the sex stuff. I'm talking about, do I want to be the one man in history that had the opportunity to go back in time, be ass fucked by Ronald Reagan? Well, hold on. Am I bottoming or topping for Reagan? Do I get to pick?
I think Reagan has the classic mindset of, like, if he's doing the fucking, then it's not gay.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the only way you'll get him to do it.
But if he's being fucked, it's gay.
Then it's gay. So, yeah, okay. So I guess I would have to bottom for Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
I'd probably do it, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, politics aside from this, like, all politics aside, I think that that would be quite the story to tell your
lying
kids.
Lying to the American people aside from this.
Okay, well, yeah, to I mean, aside from that, I could tell
television.
My I could tell my kids. That was Nixon.
Huh?
That was Nixon.
Who was Nixon?
What you were just talking about?
Ronald Reagan also lied about selling weapons to...
Oh, the Iran-Contra
yeah.
thing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Almost every president has lied, so...
Probably every president
Kennedy...
Lied.
I mean, you can go down the list and find every big lie president has done.
I'm about to have another Iran. There's about to be some more missiles and weapons being sold across another border from Mr. Reagan, if you get what I'm saying. Right in my ass.
Oh, missiles, yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah, like the Iran-Contra thing.
His
penis is the missile, yeah.
Hmm.
You could do it for any president, you know?
Which was the president that had the phone call where he, like, we played the audio on the podcast, a podcast or an episode of something. Was it Truman? I can't remember what president it was, but he's like, he needs extra space in the crotch area for his dick because it's big.
Oh, yeah. He's like, put a couple extra inches in there.
Yeah.
I think it was Truman.
It rides up on the crotch area. My nuts.
And then we had
he says bunghole.
My bunghole, yeah. What kind of president say bunghole? And then we had the great clip. Was it Nixon who said the bad stuff?
I think it was
Nixon. Nixon sucked. He said some real bad things.
Oh, what a great American president.
I really want to... You need to watch Black Dynamite. Nah, I mean, I don't want to spoil too much, but...
Don't. I really want to see it. I like those types of movies.
You really need... I think you would
love
it.
What I mean by those types of movies, I mean,
movies making fun of black people, Ryan?
They're not making fun of black people.
No, it's by the guy that directed it is black. Black Dynamite, like, made it himself, the guy that played him. It's incredibly well done. It's
was
so
it
fun.
Made, like, in 2012?
Yeah, 2014, I think. Okay. 2013? Okay. I don't know. I watched it when I was a freshman in college for the first time.
Okay.
So that had to at least have been 2014. Dude, it's so well done. It's hysterical. You just got to sit down. We'll have you over one night. We can watch
it. Is it, like, blaxploitation type?
Yeah,
era?
It's, like, it's basically just, like... a parody of blaxploitation films, and it's done so well.
I love the music in blaxploitation films.
They have a lot of that. And the guy that plays Black Dynamite, like the creator, he's so ripped, and he's so incredibly good at like kung fu and stuff.
Do they make a point to like oil him up to be as shiny as possible?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and he does all these like kung fu fighting scenes and shit. Like, oh my God, it's fucking incredible. Like, you would love it. And speaking of things like that, I watched the first two episodes of this one show called Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
Where it's this, it's making fun of like 80s or 70s like TV shows. And it's making fun of like a haunted hospital show. Mm-hmm. And it's so well done. It's this British show. And the guy is just like, it goes between like interviews of like the actors about like, because they're supposed to be like the show never aired. So it's about like them talking about it and then going through like the show, and it's incredibly well done as well. And everything's like randomly like lines will be dubbed, and it's so clear that it's dubbed. Do you remember in all of our old videos on Syndigo and Kids of Problems, we'd always dub the voices.
We were talking about that recently, especially with the whole SpongeBob thing, because in SpongeBob episodes they poorly dub voices for live action stuff.
Oh yeah, because we recently saw the 20th anniversary episode a little early, and we could tell that they really dubbed the live action parts.
I will always say, in terms of comedy movies, my favorite are either kind of like absurd stuff, I guess, like Anchorman, or I think my all-time favorite are just the not spoof movies like Scary Movie, but more of genre spoof movies like Naked Gun and Airplane, and think of Monty Python.
That's why you would love Black Dynamite.
Because the jokes in it, like, I'm going to read you another type of joke that I like from Airplane, which is always like dad jokes, right? So one of the jokes is like, nervous? Like they're on the airplane, right?
Yeah.
So an old lady to the main character is like, nervous? Yes, very. First time? No, I've been nervous lots of times. Like, I love that shit. I love it. I love it to death.
Like in Naked Gun when he's like, what do you think they're doing in there? Sex? No, we're on the job. Like, it's so funny.
I love that shit.
What's the name of that type of humor?
It's just dad jokes now.
Like,
that's what they're called.
I guess, yeah. But it's so well done.
It wouldn't be puns because it's not a specific word.
Jackson is so good at doing those on the spot. Like, I'll say something, I'll do it back. I've never met someone that could do it as well. And it's just hysterically funny. And like slapstick... I think slapstick is like the most basic, dumb form of comedy, and it's basically what you and I do in our live action videos.
But I like slapstick.
I love slapstick.
Slapstick's gotten...
I think there's a way to do it right.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we do slapstick right, but slapstick recently has turned into very straight face, just boom. And we do that sound effects to be kind of more self-aware of like how goofy it is.
I think our slapstick is more almost like kind of making fun of slapstick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's almost like a meta slapstick.
You want to see some good old, hold on. Hey, we're leaving. Are you guys able to lock up? Oh, we're not. Are we? Matt, this is an emergency. I got to take a shit. You got to figure that shit out.
You going to leave that on me?
Yeah.
Hey, Vernon, are you guys the last people here?
Yeah.
We don't have a key. No.
Oh, I can give...
Ryan's gonna go shit. So if you wanna jump in, Vernon, and fill in for Ryan while he's gonna go take a shit, actually, that'd be great.
Hey, what I can do is I can just give you my key, and if you wanna give it back to me later, that'd be awesome.
I can do that, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Real easy.
So just
which one is it, buddy?
It's
one of those. Is that my key ring? Vernon, we have the exact holy shit, we have the exact same.
Do you do the carabiner thing?
We have the exact same color carabiners. I think that's like the same carabiner.
But do you buy them on Amazon?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and our car key. I buy five at a time.
I do too. Our car key is the exact same car key. Right. We have the same car or same type of car. So our car key is the exact same.
What do you drive?
Honda Civic.
I drive a Honda Civic.
Yeah, see? So it's like.
You got a hatchback or?
No. I just have the classic used Honda Civic.
Wow, this is a really... Sorry, I'm making my appearance on this really, really interesting.
No, Vernon, this is more interesting than everything we've been talking about.
I miss you, man.
I miss you too, man.
Dude, you been good?
I've been great. Been doing good. We've been working on videos real hard.
It's tough not seeing you every day, man. This is...
I know. I do miss being in the office a lot. When we were at Brent's party recently, I was talking to Brent, and I was like... I'd had a couple glasses of wine, but I was
as
like...
As you do. Yeah.
He was ragging on me, and I was like, but real talk, Brent. You miss me. And he's like, he was like, yeah, I do. I do really bad every day. And I was like,
yeah,
I
man.
Thought so.
And then yeah, I really miss your guys' energy in the
man,
office.
Man, I do miss being here. It's a good office. It's just a nice vibe. It's like a nice, everyone's so nice here.
Everyone's down to do bits.
I know. And now I wake up at 1 p.m. every day. I miss breakfast. And then Ryan and I meet up and just do work. And then I go home and I drink beer and I do nothing. So that's my life now. But it's fun.
Oh my God, same.
But you go to work. You have...
Yeah. But just like moping otherwise.
Oh, okay. Well, moping's fun.
Here, this is for you.
This is my key now?
Yeah.
Cool. You know, don't let Brent know you did this. He'll be real mad you gave a key away.
Yeah,
you know, that guy's Vernon is untrustworthy. He's just going to give his keys out to anybody.
So nobody email Brent Lilly to tell him that I did this. Don't email.
And don't do it, and don't also include that his penis smells bad.
Don't do that. He hates it.
He does.
Can't stand it.
He came up to me at the Game Grumps garage sale. I was like, no one's come up to me in real life and done it yet. I thought someone would ask me about it. And I was like, the time will come, Brent. The time will come.
All right.
But Vernon, thank you for giving me the key.
Dude, I love you. I love you to death.
I love you to death,
send
Vernon.
My best to Ryan.
You're a sweet boy. He's taking a crazy shit right now.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. And now I guess, then there was one.
Wait.
Ooh, Vernon just hit his head real hard on the microphone.
Oh, that got me.
Ow, Jesus, dude.
Shit.
Holy shit. I've never done that, and I've always been scared of doing that.
I've worked here for 3 years. Oh, fuck, that hurt.
Oh, man, are you okay? Like, that legitimately, like, that's like an emergency room visit.
No.
Let me see. Where is it?
It's right there.
Ah, fuck, I see it.
I'm good.
Go, be careful. If you got a don't go to sleep if you think you have a concussion.
I know. All right, bye.
See ya, man. There's like at the end of the microphone things, there's like this massive, he just fell over. He knocked something over. He might have a concussion. Did you knock something over?
Yeah.
You all right, dude?
Yeah, I'm all right. See ya.
All right. See ya, dude. Drive home safe. On the back of the microphone stands, there's these incredibly like heavy iron weights to keep the microphone weighted down. And they're like suspended. And Vernon just smacked his forehead on it real hard. I've never done it. I've always been scared of it. Dan and Aaron put like some like soft wool knit beanies and scarves around some of them so they don't hit their heads. But the one that's exposed, Vernon did hit it. So, yikes! Looks very, very, very painful. And just still waiting on Ryan to finish taking a shit. I actually also have to do that. But I don't know if I should do that now while he's gone, or like, you know. He threw this on me, so maybe I could throw it back on him. So then he has to do his own solo bit. You know, I do like solo talking. And it's funny because right in this moment, I'm literally talking to nobody. I mean, you guys will be listening to this when it comes out. But right at this point in time, I'm sitting in an empty room all by myself, speaking only to myself And now I've started thinking about it, and I'm having this weird existential moment, and it's feeling kind of like weird, and I'm on the verge of freaking out. Oh man, this is weird now. This is real weird feeling, because like, I've never like really thought about it, this, you know? And then somehow me speaking right now will translate down the road into me being able to make a living, to feed my cat, to keep the bills on. So every second of my voice translates into some cash money, as well as people around the world listening to it. Because you might be on a bus right now listening to this, driving through Canada. You might be, you know, fucking sitting in your bedroom in Ohio listening to this. Or you could be over in the Philippines, you know, blasting this out of a little jambox on the back of a bicycle. I don't know. I'm feeling weird now. Just because I realized these same waveforms coming out of my mouth right now will be emitted all over the world at many different times. Maybe even 100 years from now, in the year 2119. Someone could be listening to this and playing out loud. And I'm long dead by now. Rest in peace, Matt Watson. But my voice is still living on and vibrating through the air of the world in 2119. And that's pretty trippy. I don't like to think about these things because, you know, when I do, it tends to freak me out. These are usually like middle of the night thoughts for me. And then I'm like, well, now I can't sleep because I've thought too much. I've been thinking too much. Ryan just texted me. Sorry, man. Stomach is really on a roll. No worries, man. Just keeping it rolling in here. Exclamation mark and send. Cool. Here's what I'll do in the meantime. I'll go through my phone and we'll talk about some things on my phone. So most recently in my photos, I have a series of videos we shot for a video that is, I think it's out by now. It was our Armenian Minecraft video. So the opening for that. Yeah. So look through that. That's good. That's good shit. Let's see, man. I'm going through my phone. I got a lot of weird pictures saved. I got a lot of really weird pictures saved. There's some unreleased Japan vlog stuff, some stuff I was sending Ryan to see what he thought about it. I don't know, like, I don't know if by now, fingers crossed, I found it, but there was an SD card with some footage for one specific Japan video that might not be able to come out because we can't find the SD card. But who knows, maybe by now I've found it and the video's already come out. And I hope you guys have been enjoying the Japan vlogs because we had a fucking blast making them. We had so much fun getting to do that. And just the, I'm gonna get real for a second, being able to have the privilege of going somewhere like Japan to make videos where we slap each other and make dick jokes for a living is a dream job. And I don't know how I got lucky enough to be in the position to have that as my career. But it's all because of you guys, because you guys, you know, are the ones that keep it afloat. Without you guys, you know, be nothing. And I know it sounds cliche. It's like, without you guys, you know, you guys did this, not us. Like, yeah, we made the videos. So, you guys didn't do shit, but you did get us to this point, and your support and your continued viewership is what allows us to keep doing it. So thank you. It really does mean a whole fucking lot. Ryan, you're back, dude. I talked the entire time.
Did you?
Yeah, I kept it going the entire time. I was just talking about the Japan videos and how thankful we are that we're in this position.
Can I talk about...
Todd, do give a shit review.
No. I want to talk about the recent mishap.
Mishaps. I just talked about the SD card fiasco.
Did you talk about the hard drive?
I have not, but who knows? Maybe by now I've found that SD card.
Hopefully. On my side of things, I spent days editing the second vlog to come out,
which is out by now, the Shinjuku one.
Yeah, and
you did a fucking killer job too.
Thank you, man.
You sent me the rough cut before you had like done more finalization.
Yeah,
and I remember me and Harrison, we watched it, we were cracking up. Like you killed it. You were up so late working on it too, because when I was finalizing the Harajuku video at 6 a.m. I remember texting each other. I remember texting you happy 6 a.m. and you were like, yep, because you were still awake working on the Shinjuku one.
Oh, yeah. I was, you were up a lot later because you had to get the first vlog out. And since this vlog didn't come out, I thankfully could go to bed at 7 a.m. And then wake up at one and continue editing the rest of the video.
I hate that. It feels so bad.
I know. It was like just days straight where they all melded together.
They really do.
So it was a lot of intense work. And me being stupid, I wasn't editing off of, I guess, an SSD on my main computer. I was editing off of a...
External hard drive. Which is a new external hard drive.
A WD, you know? You got Western Digital. Good old Western. It's a new one, and it was 4.5 stars with thousands of reviews on a bunch of sites.
Four terabytes, like
4 terabytes.
The same one I have, right?
And yeah, and I have I have 4 other Western Digital hard drive, external hard drives that have never given me a problem. In fact, no hard drive or USB drive has ever given me a problem in my life in terms of losing data and stuff like that. And so I had to get some footage from Matt because I was pretty much almost done with that vlog and I was going to work on the next one. I don't want to say the names, of course, because I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, of course.
I took the hard drive back home and I was just going to do some more final little edits on the vlog that came out last week.
Yeah.
And it wasn't recognizing the hard drive. So I was like, okay, something's up. So I tried everything. Like I tried switching the path to a new letter. I tried to first of all, it wasn't partitioning the hard drive as well. So it was in a raw state and not in NTSF or whatever file formats right. they have. I tried to do the whole thing where you uninstall the drive, unplug it, restart your computer, plug it back in so it reinstalls the drives that go with that.
Right.
Basically everything online. And then as a last resort, I took it to Geek Squad and was like, hey, what can you do? Is there anything you can get off of it here? He's like, no, we'd have to send it off. It would take about 2 to 3 weeks to get it. I'm like, nope, don't have that. So my only option at that point, since all the footage on my hard drive and the project file and all the assets, everything was gone, was to literally re-edit the whole thing. And I used the rough cut I sent over the drive to you.
Yeah.
As a thing I could look back and forth from to see where the cuts exactly happened. So I had to build the whole thing again. And as of recording today, I have rebuilt it, but now I just need to go back and put the edits in and the music and the sound effects, and I need to master the audio.
Godspeed,
I need
to put man.
The dynamics like, processing. I was up till 5 a.m. just putting those things back together, because now that I knew where it had to be, I wasn't just fishing through clips trying to make sense of it. I knew exactly what I wanted, but it was just structuring it again. And so that's been a pain in the ass, and hopefully, and I'll be done with it in time for you guys to watch it. I can't wait for you guys to see this one, because we usually do the thing where, you know, one of us will take the main work in editing something, then the other will give it a pass over and
swap it back and forth a couple times.
And so
put both our grubby little fingers on it.
Exactly. I'm going to hand this one over. Title cards and maybe some extra scenes Matt wants to add can be added. But I am going to work probably till 5 a.m., if not later again, tonight to just really, really solidify this as where I wanted it to be. Because it was so fucking heartbreaking to know that all of that work and something that I was proud of and I was excited to show all of you.
It was your baby.
It was my baby. You know, when you're editing something hours and hours and hours.
It is.
It becomes, you grow attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was telling Matt over the phone, I called him because we were texting each other. We were both upset about our own problems with editing the vlogs at the current time. And I told him the reason this is so upsetting is because you grow attached to it, because this is why we do what we do. This, like, the reason is we like to make this stuff and we like to put it out to share with people. And that's essentially why I do Super Mega.
That's why I do it, because it feels good creating something that then you can be proud of, and you know, knowing it's like your baby. It's like, I made this.
See if people
I'm proud
catch
of
all
it.
The little things,
and then seeing
and
people
react to the big edits you put in. You know,
exactly.
It's
seeing people react to what you made, what you're proud of. It's
and
like
they
the most
like
fulfilling
it.
Feeling.
Like,
yeah.
And so it was just like so disheartening. I legitimately was like choking up because I was just like, all of that work was gone. And it's kind of one of those things where you have to sit back and go, yep, days and hours and hours and hours of work, staying up until the sun rises. It wasn't all for nothing, because at least I had a plan in mind in my head of where the. But now going through it again, I'm like, oh, I'll put this clip in, and so it's actually now that you guys have all seen it, it's actually a minute or possibly a minute or two longer than it originally was. So
I almost choked up when I couldn't find this SD card. Like, I legitimately,
because it's frustrating, because you want to make this shit for people.
How is it gone? How is it missing? I have 30 SD cards, not on any.
And they're all in the same spot.
And I know which SD card it's on. It's on my 128 gig golden SD card, which less than a month ago, my friend Carson was in my room, and we had a conversation about it. He's like, "Oh yeah, I need to get one of these 128s." I'm like, "Yeah, they're great." And I have footage on there I need to back up. It's gone since then. I'm losing my fucking mind because I was so excited to edit this one specific Japan video. And like, maybe it'll have to come out later down the road if I find it. But like, I have been tearing my room apart. I have gone to the Super Megaplex, turned it upside down. I've gone to the Grumps office, turned it, gone through my car. Like, it's out there. That's the thing. Like, it's somewhere. It is somewhere. And I will find it.
Getting multiple episodes of Super Mega Does Japan out to you. Hopefully, I think the plan that we have, and hopefully we'll continue to prove good on, is one a week.
Mm-hmm. Every weekend.
And the unfortunate part is, I don't want to give it away, but if that specific vlog can't come out, then I will say there is always a chance for more in the future. But as of right now,
Maybe if we find it, like, after we're done with all the vlogs, like, 4 months from now, we'll get it out then.
Yeah.
And maybe, who knows, we'll put the unfinished one on Patreon, because I do not want to upload an incomplete one to YouTube. But
yeah.
Maybe if you remember Patreon, maybe you'll get to see some of that. But
hiding content away behind a paywall?
No, I just don't want to. I'm not putting an unfinished video on YouTube. I'll put that shit on Patreon. Let y'all enjoy
it. Oh, but you'll put Ryan laughing at a Kangaroo Jack joke on your channel.
Now, well, that's funny. Which is over 500,000 views.
It's the
now.
Best joke in Kangaroo Jack.
It's hilarious.
The funniest joke.
I made that our main video on the homepage of our channel, and I wanted to stay there until it 500,000 views, and it just did. So we can trade it with the Japan video now, or we can leave it that video.
Trying to think. I think the Japan video might be good.
Probably a little bit better. Let's do that. You can still go watch the Kangaroo Jack video if you want. It's pretty good. It's like 10 seconds. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
One of my favorite uploads we ever did. Speaking of favorites, you want to do some ad reads?
Yeah.
Let's read
some
ads.
Isn't it just one?
I think so.
It's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, don't they? But before you go dropping hundreds of smackaroons on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg and Cardi B are already obsessed. Let me tell you something. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for me and Ryan. They're so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. And guess what? With the new iPhones not having that headphone jack, now we can just, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know, you need some wireless headphones. That's why we love our Raycon wireless earbuds, because we can just pop them in, take them anywhere, stick them in our pocket. It's so easy. And unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. Y'all know me, I like to listen to a lot of tunes. And I'm very particular about when I listen to music. I don't want to use those real bad headphones. I want to use something where I can really hear the crispness of those notes. I want to hear the bass. I want to hear the treble. Luckily, with Raycon, I can soak all that in my eardrums. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors at an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/supermega to get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/supermega for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/supermega. buyraycon.com/supermega. Or it's in the description. Go listen to some good stuff, guys. Yeah.
Wasn't that a good ad read?
That was good.
You like it? You like it a lot?
Yeah, it was nice.
I'm glad.
I've been playing Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu again, and it's
ooh!
It's because I didn't play that much of it when I first got the game because I wasn't into it. I was like, this is too easy. They babied it down, and I was being a little bitch. But now going back to it, it's a fine game. Honestly, like, my new point of view of it is if I had to randomly battle all these Pokemon again and whittle them down and sometimes kill them, I know that's some of the love that people had for those games, but it's just kind of like, it's a nice detour into like nostalgia for me where like they present it in this new way and there's new kind of things that they mixed around, but at the heart of it, it's still those classic 151 Pokemon. Unfortunately, that some of them are only exclusives in Let's Go Eevee, which is stupid. You can trade and get them, but they're not going to be running around.
They're
in the
forcing
game.
You to make friends. What if you don't have any friends?
Like Bellsprout. Bellsprout is an exclusive to Eevee.
How is that? Why is that an exclusive? That's so good.
But
so
you know
common.
Who's an exclusive to Let's Go Pikachu? Hmm? Our favorite Pokemon,
Scyther.
Yep.
All right.
And there's a 1% chance of him popping up on like Route 14 and 15 or something. So I have to go try to catch him.
All right, is that what you're trying to do?
Because I want to build a team. My team, basically, I want it to be Pikachu, Blastoise, Charizard, Venusaur, and...
you're trying to get all those classics.
And Red Gyarados.
Oh, yeah, of course Red Gyarados.
Just because that would... So,
but you want to put Scyther in there, too.
Oh, and Scyther, so that's six.
Leading the bunch?
Yeah, so that's a good amount of. I got fire. I got all those, dude. I also
that's
you
a
can,
great team
with certain people. I didn't know this when playing it. Justin told me, so I remembered it for when I went back into the game. You can certain people in the poker centers. You can like trade your, let's say, Diglett for an Alolan version of a Diglett.
And wait, so,
like,
really?
Yeah, I have like an Alolan Diglett. I have an Alolan. Rattata, is that how you pronounce
Rattata?
It? Rattata, yeah. I
don't know. I
as
no
a kid,
idea.
I was always like Rattata. Yeah, it's a rat. Like I never pronounced
Rattata's a electronic band.
Rattata, Rattata, dude. And I have an Alolan Sandslash, which means he's an ice type.
I like that,
which
one.
Which is cool. And I don't know what it looks like, and I need to go catch a Pikachu and force it to evolve real quick because the main Pikachu doesn't like to evolve, like in the show, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to grow up. An Alolan Raichu, which I have no idea what that looks like.
Ooh, it's regular Raichu with like, just like a Tommy Bahama shirt on. By the way, I was looking at Tommy Bahama like at their website because, you know, Tommy Bahama's kind of goofy, and I was like, oh, they got furniture? Shit. I forgot Tommy Bahama's like actually designer, and it's they have like $2,000, $3,000 furniture on there. So if anyone wants to donate me some Tommy Bahama furniture, I'd gladly take it.
You'd be ecstatic about it.
I'd be very, like there was a Tommy Bahama bar cart I really want for my kitchen because I'm trying to do a tiki theme for my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to, you know, I have a massive flag hanging on the wall that says, my margarita says I'm awesome, and it says Margaritaville, and it's like a real bad like digital oil painting of a margarita on the beach with a parrot and sunset. I got it at CVS, and I'm trying to get like the tiki grass around the edges of the ceiling, and really want to just go tiki theme with this kitchen, and I really like this Tommy Bahama bar cart. It's like $3,000, so if your parents have one, they probably won't notice it's gone. You can go to Goodwill, get a shittier bar cart, replace it. They don't look at it. They just want the alcohol that's on it. So if you just replace it in the middle of the night, they won't notice. You can put it in a box. You can mail it to me, and I can get this Tommy Bahama bar cart. Please, 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 please. I'm begging you guys. Send me this $3,000 piece of furniture. Usually it's like, hey, guys, send me this game I really want. Send me this $3,000 Tommy Bahama bar cart. I remember one time I was talking about Don was going to come in town. I was like, oh, sick. No. I remember I tweeted about like how my wife's boyfriend got me a new Tommy Bahama shirt. And Dom replied and was like, oh, sick, dude. I'll wear mine when I come to town. And then like 3 days later, he responded and was like, oh, I just realized you were joking.
Really?
Because Don is a Tommy Bahama freak, dude. Don loves Tommy Bahama.
I love Don
so much. I got to get Don out here.
I love everyone in our crew. We got Justin.
Justin's a good boy.
Let's do a big shout out real quick. Shout out to everyone who helps Super Mega.
Super Mega Squad.
So that's going to be Jackson. Harrison from time to time.
Harrison?
But he's not an employee of it. He's not contracted.
He
like
does more
Don
than Jackson,
is.
Though. So.
But Don, thank you, Don. Look at all the art that you see, the art that if you're watching this on YouTube, you're looking at right now, and if you're looking at the podcast art on some other like Spotify or something. That's also Don.
That's Don. That's Donathan.
All of the thumbnail art essentially is Don.
It's Don by Don.
Justin edits all of our gameplay videos.
And he does a fucking stellar job. He goes above and beyond. If I were him, I'd be just a lazy fucking asshole and not do shit.
Good.
You know? But
it's what separates the boys, you, from the men, Justin.
Well, if we want to get technical about it, who can grow facial hair out of the two of us?
Justin.
Justin. And who's older out of the two of us?
You.
Yeah, so I guess I'm more of a boy than Justin is. Okay, scientifically speaking, is Justin more of a man than me? I think so, right? Or is it because of just like his...
I wonder if he grows out his facial hair, if he could pass as the same age as you.
I think he should try growing it out. I want to see him clean shaven too, though. I've always seen it kind of like...
He likes that stubble.
I want to see it clean shaven, or I want to see it grown out.
I haven't been clean shaven in a while.
You did it by accident while I had my mustache. Yeah. Which was very ironic. Just like by accident.
Every time I go clean shaven, it's always an accident. Because I'll just like put on the wrong
razor head.
Yeah, razor heads. So it'll be
you look so weird. Not like you look fine. It's just I'm not used to it. I'm like, whoa.
Whenever the baby face comes out. Because usually it's all covered.
I wonder what I would look like if I had like real nice facial hair, like a beard and a mustache and everything.
Not one that looks photoshopped on or is put on with the face app, but something that actually looks like your hair color.
I mean, if I had never shaved once from the time I had puberty, I could have a big beard by now probably, right? Like probably by now, something. I could have the mustache, the beard. I had the mustache at one point. I cheated. You know, I used Rogaine to help grow it out, and then I had to dye it.
Yep, there it because is. Because it was. I think the dye part is the.
It was blonde. You couldn't see it. Like, the hair was there. It was just blonde. So I had to dye it. And then when I dyed it, I was like, all right, this is real hair. Like, the hair is here. The color might be fake, but the it's here.
Yes. You know?
So it was a real mustache. There was actual.
You were able to grow a mustache.
I was, with the help of my friend Rogaine.
God, I wish you would grow mutton chops.
Part of me just wants to make the mustache my look for 2020. Just always have the mustache.
Do it.
Whole year.
Because
my sister did not like it.
No.
Actually,
did your mom like it?
No one in my family liked it. My mom was like, so I saw this picture. What are you doing? What are you doing with that? Is that for a video? I was like, no, I'm just trying to grow a mustache.
And my mom's the exact opposite, where she'd be like, I wish you'd cut your hair. She says instead, it's like, why don't you wear it down? And I'm like,
everybody says that.
And I'm like, because I like it.
You saw the comments on the Harajuku video.
Yeah. You texted me and you were like, look at the top comments of the Harajuku video. Because you know how self-conscious I am all the time.
So I was like, Ryan, go look at these.
And I did. And you guys are all very viciously nice.
Vicious. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Viciously nice. There's some Ryan McGee stands.
Wearing it down right now.
It looks great.
You can't see it. Ha ha.
I can see it though. Yeah, I'm getting an eyeful right now. I'm getting some candy to my eyes. I love seeing this.
Yeah,
it's long.
I don't know.
It's
I just like my hair up. Oh my god, look, it's very long now. Look at
Holy
that.
Holy shit! I didn't realize because it kind of scrunches up at the bottom and like curls a little bit. But when it's, I want to see your hair straightened.
Like
I
want to
see your hair straightened, dude.
It's like almost down to my nip.
Well, we were talking the other day, me and Harrison Jackson. We were saying like how Harrison was like he has no idea how blessed he is to have that hair. He has
speaking Ryan, out of like jealousy and gritting his teeth.
Ryan, look at my hair, dude.
What about it? It's hair.
It's thin. It's not the best hairline. And at 26, I'll be bald. You have the most thick, luscious. God, the curves and the flow. Like I got a.
That's a part of. That's why my mom says she's like, well, if you're gonna have long hair, what's the use in having long hair if you don't show it off?
Exactly.
And I was
dude.
Like, I do show it off because people with short hair can't have a man bun. I like my bun.
But you're hiding it in the little bun.
I don't like my ponytail, but I like my bun. I like my bun.
Well, at the end of the day, it's
I need to cut my
like.
Hair because I like to shorter, because my bun gets a little
dude, I think it looked the best.
On the longer side.
I was watching when it was like Sean episode when it was like shoulder length.
Yeah,
it
shoulder length.
Because
right now it's way past my shoulders.
It's like almost nips. You should let it down once it's at shoulder length. Just try to thin it out, let it down.
Yeah.
Put a little pomade in your hands.
Whoever cuts it, I'm like, hey, I'm going to try wearing it down. So style it to fit that. Because I can always put it up if I don't like it down.
But you can put a little pomade. I use Layrite cement.
Okay.
That might be a little too thick for your hair. I got thin hair, so I got to use something thick. Mm-hmm. But you could get a little volume up in the front and have it kind of go around like real male model looking. Like, ooh. You, fucking, it's almost, you said it last night. You were over at my place and you were like, imagine if I took care of myself. And I was like, that's too dangerous, dude. That's
imagine if I went to the gym, if I worked out, if I ate right, if I just paid attention to just my hygiene in general. Imagine what a difference that would make. But no, I like abusive to my body.
You wouldn't be Ryan McGee. You would be. I've always wondered. I've had this like in the back of my head. I'm like, I feel like one day there'll be like a Ryan Renaissance, and like you'll
or like
just,
I'll just change and do everything good for myself.
You'll be like, yeah, and you'll be like this fucking like Fabio-esque hunk, which I mean you already are incredible looking now and That's not so fat nice. By the way. But well,
again, on many occasions, I never said fat in this. Conversation.
No, I'm just saying in general because I know you think that. So I was just saying you're not fat by any means.
Thanks.
Not at all.
Okay.
When you call yourself fat, it makes me laugh, actually.
Why?
Because you're not fat.
I'm tubby.
No.
I'm that like pear shape.
No, you're not. No,
my
you're
side
not.
Comes a little
Ryan,
farther out than up
remember
here.
Remember Nashville?
That's a pear shape.
Remember in Nashville? We saw that woman that was built like the Liberty Bell. That was pear shape.
Like, sorry, the reason it's so funny is because she was literally built like a Mike
Wazowski.
I've
never seen it. Like if Mike Wazowski was shaped like the Liberty Bell. We were in a gas station parking lot, and I just looked around. I was
and
like,
it wasn't really because she was fat. It was because she had like
a bizarre body shape.
Yeah, it was just odd.
I was like, Ryan, she built like the Liberty Bell over there. And he looked and like lost it. She was though, like, and I'm not saying it was unattractive or anything. I'm just saying it was a statement. It was an observation.
The reason it's so funny is because it's like, who's that Pokemon? And you know, shows the silhouette. She was the silhouette of the Liberty Bell.
It was weird, like just the curves and everything.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Like her, basically,
but her legs were so thin.
Her head was so far down that. Did you ever see Spider-Verse? By the way,
no, I didn't.
Ah, well, there's I can't. Well, Kingpin in it.
It's like her head.
Do
was
you
like
know
the top
what Gru is in a Despicable Me?
Yes.
See how his
yes.
head comes below the top of his torso?
Yeah.
That's kind of like what she had. And I've never seen that in real life. I've only seen it with cartoon characters.
Well, I think that's why it was so jarring, because it looks cartoon-esque, because the legs were so thin and long.
Yeah.
It was like, but then the body and the head, like the torso.
The arms are pretty long, too.
It was like a Spore character.
Yeah.
This poor lady. We're just roasting this random poor lady.
She doesn't make ourselves feel better, but she...
No one knows who she is. I don't even know who she is.
Yeah.
But to the Liberty Bell lady out there, Godspeed. It's very interesting.
That was the most interesting. I was just perplexed by it.
I was fascinated. I've just never seen anything like that.
I was like,
whoa.
It was kind of like the episode of Doodle Bob where like it was like that looked like someone's drawing of themselves come to life.
Also, she didn't like, let me preface this. She didn't have any sort of like disability or anything.
No.
So it wasn't because
again,
of that.
She wasn't even fat.
No, she was just interestingly
shaped.
Put together.
Yeah.
It might have been the clothes weren't helping out. I don't know, dude.
She could have been sitting like slouched for a long part of her life. Because you know old people as they get older, because she wasn't old. But if you look at older people, their neck and head starts to crane down and their arched back usually rises above their
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
And so, but it was already doing that with her, except she was also standing upright at the same time. Well, so she wasn't slouched, but her head was still below her torso.
Is this?
You bring it up and I picture her.
I see it perfectly, dude.
It was so strange.
It's like a Second Life character.
I didn't understand.
Is this wishful thinking? Like, am I mad? Was she driving a PT Cruiser?
I don't know.
Or is that just my mind wanting to take even further? Where were we when we saw her? We were in Nashville.
Were we going to like a restroom?
We were
going to
go get some hot chicken.
Okay.
Remember? We were at that gas station. The wind
okay.
was blowing.
Okay. yep.
I just met up with you guys. And then I saw it.
Good time.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Without a trace or Liberty Bell.
In my mind. I'm in love.
Ooh.
I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. I'm a believer. Yeah, yeah.
I know it's at the end of the podcast. We just start. It's like, all right, well, there's no more conversation to be had. We're just singing at this point. So, yeah, it's all for this one. Check it out on iTunes, Spotify.
If you ever upload it.
And,
yes!
Go see our Japan vlogs. They're pretty. We worked hard on them. Go watch our new videos.
We did. Like, we just.
I worked 21 hours straight on one of them. I did not sleep. And go check out our Patreon for some bonus stuff, some behind the scenes, some sneak peeks at stuff. When we post on there, we post maybe like extra
office
bits.
Updates, little office, bits, yeah. Little behind the scenes clips,
little playlist. I'll put a Spotify playlist
behind
on there every now and
nips.
Then. Some nips, yeah. People were mad that I censored your balls and ass in a Patreon video.
It wasn't my dick. It was just my balls.
It was your balls and your ass.
Didn't I just spread my ass?
No, well, you. It was from the E3 video where, like, you were the Jesus character in front of the green screen and you took your underwear off and you pulled the robe up and dropped it low.
So my balls.
Your balls, your little peaches were hanging down.
Yeah.
And people were like, what? I'm not paying $5 a month to have this censored. It's like, what, you want us to legitimately put Ryan's balls on Patreon and his asshole? No, there's people under 18 on this page. Like, I'm not going to fucking actually put
Ryan's...
We
don't want to have an 18-plus Patreon page.
Because I would make less money. Only I get to see Ryan's balls.
Because we're
balls.
Men.
Yeah. And I do like... I
Talk
I feel
about
privileged.
Equality.
I know.
Of the sexes.
Yep.
How come Bella Delphine gets to make billions of dollars off of her no-nip showing ass... And we show nips in our videos, and we still don't get that moolah.
This is why I need men's rights.
That Bella Delphine bathwater moolah.
Got that gamer bathwater moolah.
We do.
I saw people like actually trying to figure out where they could buy it. I'm like,
they were calling that number because you used a fucking real number.
I didn't mean to. I put at the end of that video, I just put like a random number, and then I forgot to check it. So don't call that number because someone said it took them to a scam. So don't call the number at the end of the gamer bathwater. I don't know what number that is. I just did. It was late at night. I wasn't thinking. I just put it in there without checking if it was a real number first. Apparently, it is. 1-800-GAMER-BATH.
That's why they have the 555 rule in movies and shit. And
there are real numbers with 555.
Huh?
There are real 555
numbers.
Well,
they always check. And also, a lot of studios buy the numbers. So they'll put, like...
Ryan.
We can buy a number. It's probably, like, 2 cents. You know
it's
how many numbers there are?
You gotta pay for it monthly, I bet.
Ugh.
Yeah, so...
You know how many numbers there are?
A lot. There's infinite numbers.
Yeah, so why the fuck would we have to pay so much?
Just don't get scammed, guys. Be careful.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you on next week's episode on 153.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Angi has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angi that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's ANGI.com.